With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Oh, well, welcome, where I am absolutely thrilled to welcome you to my brand new bedroom.
Honestly, Sarah's had her walls done, hipster no more. I really like this colour, babes.
Babes.
What, Phoenix? No, it wasn't Phoenix Tears.
No, it wasn't Phoenix Tears. Sail the Seas. That's what it is.
Oh, I can see it now.
Yes. Do you feel like you're on board?
I feel nauseous, actually.
I mean, the main thing that I have to ask you, though, because it is the first time you've been since I've decorated and since we had the paint palaver, can you smell cat wee?
It's a no from me. Now, I'm only saying, we had a good sniff test,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah.
Like, and I couldn't smell anything.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled. To be fair, we haven't smelt it for a little while.
Do you think, yeah, but you could just be immune. You need to rely on visitors.
And that's why I needed a fresh nose to come in, take it all in. And you did go in the bathroom as well, where we played changing rooms.
I walked in and felt like I was on changing rooms, and then Sarah came in like Carol Smiley.
Yeah. And do you remember the green in here? God, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it looks totally different. I can't believe it. So I'm absolutely thrilled.
It does look so different.
No cat weight, but isn't it? I mean, this wall. Look, in fact, that's the first time I've touched it.
Yes,
I haven't
don't
been touching
touch it.
It.
No. You've been cooking for me. Get your hands off.
I know, that's it. I cooked Julesy a little meal for one. Yeah. A little solo dine.
TV dinner.
Yeah. Well, Jules has been very kind because I did say that I would come round to yours to record the podcast, because Jules is very busy, very dread set. He's here one minute, he's gone the next. And I thought, I don't want to drag you out of your own home on a precious evening.
To be honest, I'm always very glad to leave it.
But Jules very kindly came to me to record the podcast because yesterday I had my first round of laser tattoo removal.
Which, instead of doing our usual intro through the podcast, we're going to just get straight into
this.
Well,
we can. I mean, look, you know what's coming.
You know what's coming.
You know the drill. News from the North. June, Sheila. Is it a June? Is it a Sheila week?
It's a Sheila week.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Actually, it's a both week.
Oh, good. June, I can't wait. June's had a rescue. June has been involved in a rescue mission, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
She does suit high-vis.
Yes, yes.
She does suit high-vis.
She's very good in a crisis. Very, very calm. So, yes, that is all on the way, but...
Right, so this tattoo removal. Now, I've got bones picked with you because you didn't even tell me. And then I literally found out on Instagram. I was like, oh, Sarah's had a manicure. Oh, my God, no, she hasn't. What the hell?
So,
you're supposed to be my tattoo bud.
I know.
My inked friend.
You're not making out like I'm Kat Von D.
Yeah.
You are not the only person who's been like, you kept that quiet. My chappers, one of my bridesmaids was like, oh, casual, getting your tattoo removed. So,
but it's such like a you piece.
I know. Well, this is the thing. And it's a really weird moment. I was talking to somebody about this because I got this tattoo. Now, it's on the top of my foot. I had it done probably about 10 years ago. Early 20s, drunk. I'd had some margaritas. I was in Texas. I was at South by Southwest Festival. Everyone was getting a tattoo and I thought, why the hell not?
Was it your first tattoo?
It wasn't my first one. That was done the previous year at the same festival, also drunk. So I got this one on the top of my foot. I honestly thought, when I went in, I thought it would be about 3 inches maximum. I thought it would be a tiny little thing just on the top of my foot. It was only when he drew it up and put it, and it, I mean, the first one covered my entire foot. I said, you can't, Anthony, I can't have that. You'll have to shrink it, right?
Well, see, I'm sure he didn't speak like that. Anthony, that's too big.
Anthony's too big. It's too big, Anthony. Think of June, right? So he made it a bit smaller. But it is the whole of the top of my foot, you know?
Yeah.
I also never really wanted to be impolite, right, to this man that I've never seen again in my entire life who puts an impermanent on my body. I never really liked the bit in the middle. I always thought it looked like a pair of fat willies, to be honest.
Oh, I don't see that. I saw, like, acorns.
Yeah, but it's just... Look, the guy, when I took the picture in, that I'd Googled that morning...
Oh, yeah,
when
classic.
I took that picture in... I was like, and he said, I've had a very long day. He was having his dinner. He was like, oh, yeah, go on then. Right at the end. I mean, everything about it. Ports Lucre, if you're thinking of getting a tattoo, here's what not to do, right? To get one. Anyway, I came home with it. Lorna, I forgot about this. But Lorna said I rang her from Texas and it was like 2 a.m. here, whatever. And I was like, Lorna, I've had a tattoo. And she was like, oh, great, yeah. Anyway, she said, I got off the phone, I rang her back within 35 seconds and was like, I don't think I like my tattoo, like this. So I've never been really sold on how much I love it, right? So I've been thinking about it for a while. I was like, oh, you know, would I get it removed? It's a really weird moment because it is part of your story. It's part of who you are. It's part of who I was then. So I totally, like, appreciate it. But at the same time, it doesn't belong to me now. Like, it's just not part of who I am anymore. So it's a real conflict of whether to get rid of it or not. Anyway, we went for lunch, Lorna and I, the other week, and we were on Exmouth Market, and there's an amazing tattoo place, The Family Business.
That's where I had mine done.
Yes, and it's brilliant.
I love it.
And they've got somebody who does tattoo removal, and I'd only heard good things. So I thought, right, I'm going to go in, and I'll just find out. Because I didn't have a clue, I didn't know anything about it. Big shout out, massive hiya to Dale. Hi, Dale. If you need tattoo removal, let me just recommend Dale here and now. Lovely, very straightforward, but also appreciates that, you know, it's a bit of an ordeal that you've got to go through. So I told him about the wedding as well. I was like, oh, I'm getting married. And he was like, okay, it won't have gone by the time you do the wedding, but it will be faded enough that you could cover it up.
Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
It is actually the most horrific pain. I didn't know something could be that painful. That's how painful it is. Like, he started doing it, and then he looked at me and he was like, and he said, how's that? And I said, no, it's awful. I said, oh my God, it's awful. And he was like, oh, I thought you were going to say it wasn't that bad. I was like, no, this is terrible. This is horrific. And you know, but you know what it's like, once they start doing it, what can I do? I've got to carry on. And so he had to keep doing it. And then I was like, stop. And then he'd do a bit more. I was like, stop. I can't emphasize on the top of my foot.
So I've got a tattoo on my hip that I'm maybe not, it's not my favorite because I got it done when I was 16 and I'd had 3 WKD blues.
Sure.
But you've just convinced me that I'm just going to get a tattoo over the top.
I would cover. I would just absolutely.
Just going to go over the top.
If you can cover. I do believe as well that anyone who's getting a tattoo should be forced to have a little bit of laser just to show you. Are you 100% sure? Do you definitely want this tattoo? There's no... Do you know what I mean? Yeah? Fine. Let's go ahead. I have to say, the one good thing about it is it's over quickly. Like, that was about 4 minutes to do
whole
thing. Yeah, they just go over it. Like, they're colouring it
four
in
minutes.
With a pen. About 4 or 5 minutes, I would say. Like, it's minutes.
It's like one track, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't get to the end of a podcast.
Oh.
It's like, oh, yeah. Because you'd think you'd be in for an hour.
I wonder if anyone's listened to us while they're having a tattoo removed.
Yeah. God, I couldn't concentrate on a single other thing. I got a very sweaty top lip and I was like, oh my God, just concentrate. Like somebody said to me, they were like, oh, what did you do? Did you take a magazine? I said, a magazine! I said, no, I concentrated on not completely vomiting down myself with the pain of it all. I took 2 ibuprofen an hour before. That didn't touch the
what
side.
What the hell? That's like saying I did that for childbirth.
God, that was it. That's it. I haven't given birth.
No, I
but
haven't.
But I can't imagine anything more painful than this.
Everyone said it's painful.
Yeah.
But you've just made me want to get a tattoo on my foot.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a whole Pinterest board of tattoos. I'm ready to get inked again, yeah. But I'm just having a break.
I had a moment of going, what would I put there instead? I'm not going down that road. Not for a long time.
I might get a little one on my foot, actually. I'm looking down.
Well, come with me darling, I've got to have 5 or 6 sessions to get rid of it.
Oh, well, I'll come and get a tattoo and we'll make a day of it.
Yeah, totally. I'll let you have a date.
Great.
I did. When I came out, because I was, he bandaged it up and everything. And obviously you feel quite vulnerable because you're like, ugh. I went and had a cup of tea and a Tunnocks caramel bar.
Ooh,
to
nice.
Bring me round. Nice. I'd had a very big lunch. I didn't need it. I was like, oh, I feel a bit more. I think I need some sugar and some online shopping. And then I had to get the tube back. And I really emphasised a limp. Like, I was practically dragging.
Well, you limped around the house and I was like, oh my God, are you okay? And you're like, I'm actually fine.
Yeah, I am fine. But this woman was like, oh my God. Like, to get a seat on the tube, basically, John was like, oh, for God's sake. He's like, you've just walked all the way here, you're fine. I was like, no, my limp. I really, really turned it on for her. This morning, because I had to keep the bandage on for 24 hours. So I had to have a shower backwards to keep it dry, to keep my foot out of the bath. So how am I going to do this?
Lol, that you showered. I'd have just pushed through.
No, I felt the need. It's warm weather at the moment. I was like, no, best had. So I was actually, but you know when you take a bandage off, I was like, oh my God.
The big reveal.
Yeah, what's it going to be like? It's going to be faded. It's going to be looks on its way out. It looks exactly the same. It looks the same, apart from my big fat foot. Look how fat my foot is.
Massive.
It's huge.
It's absolutely massive.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, I am disappointed because but I sent him a picture of it and he was like, looks lovely. Also, this is something, finally, being the colour of feta has finally worked in my favour, because if you've got pale skin and red hair, apparently it's a dream. Apparently laser does really, really well. Finally. Except,
born
oh my
for
God,
laser.
You're going to know.
Whether it's Laser Quest, laser hair removal or laser tattoos.
Oh God, no, I'm terrible at Laser Quest. I panic, I scream.
You'd be dreadful.
Oh my God, I can't
bear
it.
You'd be a nightmare, you wouldn't be on my team, no offence.
Shocks in the dark, I don't think so.
Right up my street.
I hide, I just find somewhere and hide, put my gun down and think, oh, I'll just wait for it to all be over.
The goggles are on and I go in, I grab ropes, I'm swinging, I'm rolling.
You'll love this. Last week, I put on a bit of Happy Tan, Isle of Paradise, put on a bit of Happy Tan. I was like, oh, warm myself up, you know. Anyway, it came to it. He was like, any fake tan? I said, you won't believe this. I said, I wear fake tan probably twice a year. I nearly went into the story of Isle of Paradise and I thought, no, Dale's not bothered. And I couldn't work out. You know when you have that moment where you're like, did I put it on my feet? Did I?
Oh, babes, I've had a tattoo when I've had a spray tan, yeah, like straight after. Don't even worry about it. They ask you and you're like, no. And you're like,
No, fine.
I'm still here. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, when I was like, oh my God, I think it's bubbling. Is it bubbling? But yes, another 6 weeks and then I've got my next session.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, well, exciting and terrifying. Oh, also, that first session was a mild session. That was a mild session because it's my first one.
Oh my God.
Like, I know Portslade crew, if you're listening and you're like, no, I don't think I can do it. You can do it. You can. Like, I've got numbing cream as well. Like, halfway through, that was the other thing. Because you have to wear the big orange goggles while they're doing it.
You have to wear orange goggles?
Yeah, they give you these big
orange
glasses.
Color, that's not good.
It was a terrible look on me.
Did you take a selfie?
No, I was concentrating on the pain. Oh. No time for selfies. I was like, oh, I think I'll story it. Not a chance.
Taking a selfie is legit why I'm late a lot of the time. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I've just been taking selfies.
That needs to go on a t-shirt. I saw an amazing t-shirt the other day that said, I'm sorry I'm late, I didn't want to come.
Totally cool.
Oh God love, how are you?
Oh my gosh, so I have been to Dutch's motherland. I have flown over the channel and down into the Netherlands.
Oh my God. And what was there on arrival? The band, the local school children singing for you, his mother coming along on a float.
No, Dutch's brother picked us up, who is lovely. And actually, Dutch's brother is exactly like my brother.
Oh!
Like in a really odd way.
How
like,
funny!
Oh my gosh, it's like mirrored lives, sliding doors.
I love that.
I got to witness Dutch incredibly hungry on the plane and they ran out of his sandwich of choice. Oh. It was very entertaining.
We've
I just
all
settled
been there.
For a blanched almond, which is fine, and a bottle of fizz.
How long's the flight? flight?
45 minutes. The cabin crew, the guy said, he was like, you better drink this now because I'll be cleaning up in 2 seconds. I was like, not a problem, officer.
I know, they're going up and they're going down with the trolley.
So anyway, we went for Dutch's nephew's first birthday.
Divine.
And I was obviously like very conscious of trying to, like wanting to make a good impression and help. And I don't speak Dutch, so I've got to work that extra bit harder.
Sure.
To make sure that everybody knows that I'm fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
So I was like, is there anything you need me to do? Like, is any like help, anything I can do? I was blowing up balloons. I was getting in there like, do you know what would be great is if you could help make this sign? And I was like, absolutely. Now, I'm going to take you back to something that happened before when I'm given a responsibility of decorating for an event.
Yeah.
So my friend got married in Australia and I was given the responsibility with all the groomsmen, you're going to die at this. So the girls and boys were split and I was told to go with the boys, which I found fun.
Yes.
And they were
one of the lads.
It was to do with the wedding cars and people were like, well, just make sure the petrol's all in there, everything's all sorted, like it's all souped up, put cans on the back, everything.
Yeah.
I was given the responsibility of tying the bows on the car.
Like Oprah.
I have never been more responsible or more proud of something. So like the bows on this car, I was like, my bows. Has everybody seen the bows on this car?
Like, describe where they were on the car. And
on a wedding car, the bow on the front,
oh, I
up
see.
The sides.
Yes, with the V.
All
got
of it.
It. I thought it was like the Oprah, you get a car with a big present sort
oh,
of around
no.
the middle.
No,
I get it. I get
wouldn't,
it.
I didn't get that Oprah joke. There
no,
we go.
Fine. I've explained it.
So I was given this sign and it was all cut out pieces of card and I was given a pack of chalk and I had to ask Dutch to tell me what to write in Dutch.
Yeah.
And it was like, Sil is one.
Right.
Which is like, oh, I don't know if you're Dutch, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what I wrote. Anyway. No, I wrote Sil one ya.
Yeah.
Sil is his name. Cute name.
Really cute.
So anyway, managed to work it out. So it's all symmetrical. Each letter was perfectly inscribed.
Great.
I even managed to draw on boats onto the sign. I drew on stars. I drew on really, like, it was a work of art. Hearts, that's what I put on. I found the perfect tree to hang it on. Everything was aligned and I stood back and I was like, I have hung the perfect sign. Like, this is great. I called...
couldn't be more happy with this.
But I thought, I'll just play this down a notch. As people were struggling with the bunting and other trees, I just sat myself down on the rug and I was like, I'll just hold baby still. I'll just have a little play.
How yes, about, show him the guys. Sign.
And then somebody went over and went, oh my God, this sign. And I was like, yes.
Ding!
Here it is.
Oh, is it all right? Will it do?
So anyway, the praise came in, the laps came in, verbal roses were thrown at me.
And physical ones. People cried. Such a sign!
Mona Lisa hasn't got shit on this sign. So then, anyway, more people arrived to the party and they helped decorate and everything.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was like mingling around and I watched this woman get some balloons and go and hang them in the middle of the sign.
No.
I obviously am at an event for a child surrounded by Dutch's
future
family
in-laws.
Who none of them speak the language. So I couldn't just, and I don't have an ally there, only Dutch. So I couldn't, Dutch spotted it happen.
Is he the only one that speaks English?
No, they all speak English, but obviously amongst themselves they speak, like they were
speaking
Dutch as
well.
Yeah,
you can't get in.
So Dutch saw the balloon happen and he saw my reaction and kind of like, nervous tick.
Yeah.
So, like, I tried to, like, hide the nervousness with cake, tried to force down a bit of elderflower cordial.
Yeah, turn
to,
you back to
tried
it.
Tried to force down some gorgeous little, like, chocolated dates that is a custom in the Dutch culture.
Sure.
Loved it. They were good. Mm. Had far too many of those. But those damn balloons just taunted me. They ruined the sign. So I had to just go over.
Yeah.
And like I took a four-year-old with me and I was like, do you want to play with balloons? Whip them off.
Oh,
put them down.
Very good. You, come here. Play with these.
So I cannot be given responsibility for events. Like
I think you can. I think you're very good, darling. I think this could really open something up for you. Signage, sign making.
Now that you come to think of it, English road signs do need a redoing.
Absolutely.
We don't see illustrations enough.
There are not enough pictures.
Warning, fabulous area.
You can do one for me. You can do one for the front door.
Run.
Yeah.
Mad bitch
Go
inside.
Away. Well, of course, yours because we made the sign. Because we went to the march, the peace march in London. We went.
Yes. Now, yes. Signs for marches.
Yes.
Looking at yours now, which I like that you still have it here.
Well, we don't know what to do with it. Well,
that was one of the questions I was getting. Mm. What is the handle of this sign?
So the handle... Now, the handles are always tricky because we went to the Women's March and we had to break... Like, the girls both had signs and we broke a coat hanger. So that worked very, very well for theirs. But this was much bigger and John was experimenting with various things from around the house. Because the thing is, of course... The older generation, they just have bits of wood. That's what they have hanging around. Sheds, you know, attics, that sort of thing.
They do actually.
Yeah, they really do. But not, you know, I don't have bits of wood hanging around, spare bits of thing. So John went out into the garden, came back with the perfect thing, which was the handle off the broom that he said he went to pick it up and the end fell off and he went, yeah, great.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then we had to, what we did was we stuck, you know when you do double-sided sticky tape by making the, like you make a circle and we stuck them to each other and then around the broom handle. And it worked
and
very
well.
And
how does it not fall down, the broom handle?
Because it's stuck on, so the first thing that we did was stuck the broom handle to the back of one of them and then we stuck them to each other. Do you know what I mean?
See.
Yeah, it was very effective. It worked very well.
Did John do that writing?
Yeah, God, it took him all afternoon. It absolutely
it is
took
the work
him
of John.
All afternoon. Oh, he was sizing it up on paper, measuring it through, much like you with the chalkboard.
Kept him busy.
Pays off. Yes, kept him
very busy.
Very, very busy. Too busy, actually. Didn't get a damn thing done. Oh, gosh. Will we do a bit of correspondence?
Let's.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Now, this one comes from Alexandra Sexton.
Fun.
I just listened to the Troublesome Poached Eggs podcast and I have a tip for Sheila.
Oh!
When making poached eggs for a crowd, you should partially cook them ahead of time. So they set, but the white isn't fully cooked yet. And put them in a big bowl of iced cold water to stop them from cooking. Make all the poached eggs you need ahead of time. Leave them in the iced water until you're ready to serve. Then return the eggs to simmering water, heat up and cook the final bit.
Good heavens. I had no idea you could do that.
I haven't told Sheila yet. She's going to freak out. Yeah. I want the dust to settle.
Sure. Yeah. Let her get over it.
Yeah.
Don't mention poached. Don't anyone say poached in front of her. Now, I've had a lovely message from Andrea Berg.
Oh.
Hi, Andrea Berg. Andrea was listening to The Nibble this week, which was all about 90s toys, right? And I mentioned that I was very interested in jigsaw puzzles, if you remember, but I don't have anywhere to put one. She has found, right, she's like, hey there, just listen to The Nibble about toys we never got. We have, in our tiny family summer house, this, a fleece mat you can roll up your unfinished jigsaw with. It's brilliant! So it's a rug, you do your jigsaw, and then you just roll it up and roll it back out.
Now that is clever.
Isn't that clever?
Because I was like, how does it not all fall apart, but it's all connected.
Well, look what she goes on to say at the bottom.
I've just read your reply. What? Oh my God, does it work? She said, yes, but you need to start the jigsaw on the mat. Otherwise, it'll fall apart. And as long as every piece of jigsaw has a contact with the mat, they won't fall off. Smiley face.
I can't really believe it. I won't believe it until I see it.
I enjoyed the tweet from Martha that was saying all about how she wanted a Mr. Frosty.
Did you have a Mr. Frosty?
Fuck no, I really wanted one.
I can't remember. I have a memory of playing with one, so I think it was my cousin's. I think I got stuck into my cousin's one, actually. Look at this. This has just come in. Sophie White. I can highly recommend a puzzle mat. Now I can whip out my puzzle willy-nilly wherever I fancy. It's a revelation.
It is a revelation.
It's amazing. Also, now I loved this tweet today. Did you see this from Leanne? OMG. I just realised that yesterday I listened to Jules and Sarah podcast on 1.5 times by accident. At the time, I thought, bloody hell, they're excited to be back together this week. I can hardly understand them. Listen to the whole thing anyway, because I'm very loyal. So she's listening to it 1.5 times too
fast.
This
is painful. Ken had that once. He was like, something's wrong with your podcast. Yeah. I was like, you've got it on fast, Dad. You've got it on times 4.
June listened to the whole Life of Charles Dickens in second double time.
God, I bet she was worn out.
She got through it like that. She's like, it goes very quick. I've missed the whole of his childhood.
That June was ready to set down anyway to listen to The Life of Charles Dickens.
I know, that's it. Dog walking. She thought it'd keep her going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot to say.
Quick question, side note. Has June been back to the place where she saw the glove?
I think she... Oh, regularly, yes. Absolutely.
Anything else?
No sightings. Oh. Nothing reported. June, let us know.
We need to know because I've had UFO theories.
Oh, really? Yes, sure. sounds reasonable. Yeah. June, any landings over there? God, we love you getting in touch.
Oh my God, we do.
Jules and Sarah podcast on the Instagram. Get us over there. Or I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Van Hert.
And we'll give out the PO box at the end of the podcast. Now, poached eggs aside, how are they?
Well, I was worried because they sent through on the family WhatsApp that they are on holiday. So I was like, how the hell am I going to get the content? Oh, no. We're still in the EU.
Staycation.
No, they are in Palma, Mallorca, but because of the EU, it's same price to phone.
Oh, nice.
So I just had the chat.
Oh, great.
I phoned originally.
Because that would have been, I mean, do you remember years ago? When we were kids, you couldn't phone home from holiday. I remember mum phoning her mum to go, we've got here, yes, we're very good, bye. Because it would just be so expensive. No time to chat, bye, we're here, it's fine, we're fine, bye.
And then I remember
speak
that.
For a week. Yeah.
Isolation.
Yeah, the joy of it all.
So Ken and Sheila have got to Palma, Mallorca. Now, I phoned them initially and Dad was like, we'll just phone you back in an hour because we're having our breakfast. I was like, oh, I said, what are you having? And he was like, he said, well, I'm actually onto a bit of apple pie now. Oh. I said, oh, right.
We're really making the most of that buffet, Ken. It's like a cruise.
Sheila was in the back going, shh, keep your voice down and be on the podcast. Oh, yes, Sheila. So they, Dad had worked out their journey time because he was like, you know, they fool you with the door-to-door time, with the flight time of 2 hours. But me and your mum worked out the time that it took from when we shut our back door to when we got to the hotel and got in our room. It was almost 19 hours. No, 8 hours.
8 hours. Start the clock.
But then he said, and then we carried on.
Could you just imagine Sheila with it round her neck, walking through the door, click, 8 hours. Yeah. 8 hours, 6 minutes.
With a visor on.
Yeah.
So then...
Ken licking his pencil, writing it down.
So then, Ken was like, well then, because of the time difference, we didn't want to go back to bed, but we were so tired, so we went out.
The time difference, it's only Mallorca.
So then they were like, so we went out and had some food and then the odd glass of wine. And then eventually, you know, we got to bed and it was 9:30 and we worked up that we'd been awake for almost 23 hours. I said, Dad, that's like being at a rave. Yeah. I said, it's taking you back. He was like, I know. I said to Sheila when we got into bed, this is what it must be like when you go clubbing. And then he said, I got myself all hot and bothered that I couldn't get into bed and I was too sweaty and we had to cool down. We had to put the air conditioning on because we were overtired. Oh. Bless them. They would have had a cup of tea and everything. But today, that's just a side note. Today, they have been shopping. Mm. Now, Ken said he's been to one of his favourite stores, Massimo Dutti. Yeah. And they've been to like...
It's so funny, isn't it? You can go to that shop here, but when you're over there, holiday. Let's go and have a look over there.
So,
I've never been in Massimo Dutti.
Oh, it's
in my
like
life.
A grown-up Zara.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a grown-up
women
Zara.
As well.
It's owned by Zara.
Yeah. Well, it's in everything.
Yeah.
It's women as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I'll pop in.
I think it's too muted for you, I'm going to be honest.
Okay, fine. I think I've seen the windows and always thought, oh, no.
No, it's not for
not
you.
Not for me. Like Vera Monda, too young.
I've completely never seen that.
Do I mean Vera Monda?
Yeah, I've heard of the brand, but I can't.
It's so funny, isn't it, how just some shops just don't even, they're just not even on your wavelength.
River
it's
Island.
Just like, yeah.
I really struggle with River Island. Ken had found this blazer and Ken said, now your mum doesn't like linen. She does not like linen because she can't iron it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
He said, do you know what she did at the till point? She asked the store staff to iron it. And they said, yes, 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 of course, of course. And Sheila just sat there, knowing exactly what she did, sunglasses on. She then said, I'm just going to go off and shop so you can stay here. Off she trots out of the store. Ken said, well, the store manager was there. There was two assistants there. The iron was on. There was some kind of steam coming from somewhere.
Sure.
I was like, that's a steamer, Ken.
Yes.
And it was pressed and perfectly done and in a bag in all about 45 minutes. I said, 45 minutes? She stood and waited. Why didn't you go get a coffee? He was like, I wanted to see the process.
45 minutes?
He said, I might wear it tonight, but it is a bit hot.
Why was it so creased?
It's linen, it's in a store.
Yeah.
It's been out, it's just come out of that box, hasn't
God,
it?
They can't, they, I mean, turn round, take your eye off it and it'll crease. I know that's linen for you. So, yes, look at me, now I'm perfectly pressed.
Temperature drops.
Yeah, turn your back on it.
Ruffles. How is June?
Oh my God. So, I've been so excited about telling you this story. So, June is in the garden with Dad and Ruby, right, this was a while ago now, a couple of weeks ago, and she can't help but see out of the corner of her eye a disturbance under the hedge. What's going on there? Ruby straight over having a look. Suddenly she hears quacking, small quacks, big quacks, loud quacks. Turns out it's a duck.
Oh my gosh.
With three little ducklings.
Oh.
So Ruby's starting
to... Are
you
near a lake or water?
Well, this is the thing. The pond, but it's over the other side. They've got lost. They've some, you know, the dry weather. It's happening to all of us. None of us. We're complete.
June will have seemed like a mirage
yeah,
to them.
Yeah, that's it. So they've lost their way. They've ended up just in the garden. So Ruby's chasing them round, right?
Terrifying.
Ruby gets put in the house out of the way, right? So obviously this duck's like all flustered and everything. Anyway, Mum starts shooing, shoo, 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 towards the pond. Fine, thinks they've all gone. Goes outside, she's sat in the garden with Dad, probably, you know, with an elderflower press, eh? She's sat in the garden, suddenly, quack, 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 quack. There's a duckling. There's a duckling been left behind. Mummy duck did not get all her ducklings across into the pond. There's one hiding under the hedge, trembling a little bit, this little duckling,
oh.
Right? So they're trying to like get it out, you know, trying to like coax it out. And some people around the other side of the hedge. Mum said it was funny because they could hear they could all hear each other, these people, but they couldn't see each other. They were like, is it coming out your end? No, is it coming out your end? Like this. This duckling's just not having any of it, right? Like it's just stuck under the hedge. So Mum.
Little thing.
I know. Mum decides the thing to do is to impersonate Mum. So she starts quacking at it.
To try and imprint
right,
on
to
it.
To try
yes.
and coax it out so it would follow her voice. And this is what it sounded like.
I think there was gin in that elderflower press.
It worked.
June, the duck whisperer.
June, the duck whisperer. This duckling starts answering her, starts replying to her. Mum tempted it out, was like, follow my voice. Tempted it out, got it into the middle. They could then throw a jumper on it and pop it back in the pond. Duckling rescued. Mum said this duckling was so happy. It was like in the pond, like, I'm free!
And she got a look at next door's lawn.
Absolutely, too right. She did, went around to see, have a good look. What they've put up, that birdhouse. I see. So yes, Mum, the duck whisperer. And also there has been a video as well sent over. So yes, June, the duck whisperer, rescued. Everyone safe and happy.
Oh my gosh.
Shall we do a bit of news from the north?
Yes, now my news this week is educational.
Oh, fun!
It is educational. Well, great. It's kind of sciencey as well, and a bit of shopping. This comes from the Todmorden News.
Fun.
Now, Todmorden is in Yorkshire. One of the world's hottest cheeses is available in Yorkshire, and it's 300 times hotter than jalapenos.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Who'd want that?
Yorkshire supermarket giant Morrison's have created a cheese infused with chilies 300 times hotter than jalapenos. Oh. And it comes with a heat warning. Oh. Morrison's has made a cheddar infused with one of the world's hottest chilies, the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a chic fashion brand, actually. Where's your bag from, Carolina Reaper? I can't say Carolina Reaper. There we go.
It sounds like a female murderer.
Oh, yeah, it does, actually. Yeah. That is 300 times hotter than the jalapeno chili and Tabasco sauce. The Reaper chili cheddar costs £1.50 for 120 grams serving. It is available over the counter at Morrison's Market Street Deli. I wonder if they ID you, where customers will be warned about its heat before being handed their order of the hot goods.
Do you know what this is? You do know what this is, don't you?
This is going to bite your mouth off. Be careful with it, mind.
You'd have to pay me £1.50 to eat it, to be honest. In fact, you'd have to pay me more.
I'm really interested in this cheese. Really interested. According to the Guinness World Records, the Carolina Reaper is the world's hottest chili, with an average heat level of 1,569,300 Scoville heat units.
Oh, fuck.
Open brackets, SHU, close brackets.
Sure, yes. Oh, you should have said, yes.
Although the hottest ever recorded was 2.2 million SHU. I told you it was science.
Right.
The jalapeno chili registers only 5,000 SHU on average. God,
that is a lot hotter.
Last October, the supermarket launched the Volcanic Vindaloo after chili fans said that they needed even more heat than usual Morrison's
What's
curry
wrong
delivered.
With people?
Daniel Barrett, deli cheese buyer at Morrison's, said, "Some customers have told us that they'd love us to sell more really hot foods. So they've increasingly been buying cheddars with chili in. And this is the hottest one we've ever served. It's perfect on top of a barbecue burger, but it's definitely not for the faint-hearted. We advise handling and tasting with care."
Good heavens. Honestly, I mean, we've talked about before what an absolute baby I am with heat. I can't think of anything worse.
I'm going to give it a go.
You're not.
Although it means I've got to go into Morrison's, so someone is going to have to go and get it for me. But
could somebody send it in, please? Portslough crew, if you go near Morrison's and you see it, will you send us a blob?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, my God. You're quite good with heat, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can handle it.
I'd be interested.
Oh, God, I can't think of anything worse. Now, my news from the north has taken me on quite the little journey, actually. So I started my news from the north at the Westmorland Gazette, right, where this headline caught my eye. Carnforth plans snogathon this weekend.
Oh, gosh. At first I was interested and then I was like, do you just take your partner or how does this work?
300 passengers will take part in Britain's biggest snogathon on Sunday, July the 22nd, under the iconic clock at Carnforth Station, where Trevor Howard and Celia Johnson kissed in the classic 1945 movie Brief Encounter. June's favourite film.
Oh.
They will be arriving...
I think it's Sheila's.
Is it? Oh... They will be arriving aboard a special Northern Bell Brief Encounter, the train
ding.
From Manchester to Huyton. Many of them dressed in the 1940-style clothing. A band will play wartime music for dancing on the platform. So that was a very brief story, and that got me interested. I'll be honest with you. I was like, what is going on here? And that took me over to the Warrington Gazette. Kissing allowed, passengers told. A sign informing rail passengers kissing is welcome has been put up at a train station days after a ban was imposed at another shop.
Sounds a bit hygienic. Unhygienic.
What, a bit of snogging?
Yeah, but just being like, I don't really like public displays of affection, PDA, if you will.
I'm terrible with it. John and I are always snogging.
I know
everywhere.
You're always snogging. I was trying to have a conversation with you once and you started bloody snogging. I was like, we're mid carrot cake here.
The notice placed at the entrance to High Wycombe Station in Buckinghamshire shows a cartoon couple in a pink heart sharing an embrace and tells customers, kissing is welcome here. It was put up after revelations earlier this week that petting had been outlawed at a passenger drop-off point at Warrington Bank Quay Station in Cheshire because it holds up commuters. No kissing signs.
What, kissing goodbye at the station?
Apparently, people can't get round them.
People need to chill out.
No kissing signs appeared in the taxi rank, forcing couples to use designated areas only. But in High Wycombe, passion is being encouraged by train operator Chiltern Railways, which stated on the poster, unlike other train companies, we would never dream of banning kissing at our stations. The operator, which serves the station, is even now running a competition to find their most romantic passengers. Kirstine Robertson of Chiltern Railways says, railway stations are romantic places. They are where fond farewells and emotional reunions take place, where relationships start with a glance and even, in the case of our Marylebone station last November, where one passenger will propose to another over the public address system. So our passengers are more than welcome to share a kiss in our stations. Chiltern Railways, which runs services between Birmingham Moore Street and London Marylebone, is now encouraging passengers to send in pictures of them kissing at the stations. The couple in the winning photograph will receive free travel to and from London and a romantic champagne afternoon tea at London's Landmark Hotel.
Good God.
What could be more charming?
Gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't really get my head around this.
Yeah, well, one station banned kissing. Another one's having a snog-a-thon.
I can't bear the sound of people kissing.
No, well, I think...
I had this couple on this table next to me the other day just snogging at the table.
But you could hear it.
I was just trying to have a nice glass of chilled whispering angel.
I don't think you should be able to hear it.
They were very young.
Very young. They won't be doing that for long.
Sarah Powell, the silent snogger.
Yeah. That's actually my cartoon murderous name. Keep talking about murder. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes, please.
Jules, would you rather be a very pink rabbit or a very pink horse? Cute, and then the colour seals the deal. A pink horse riding through the fields, appearing in music videos, no doubt. Or a very pink rabbit, an Instagram sensation.
Have you ever read the book Thelma the Unicorn?
No.
So it's a children's book, but it's about this horse that's just a brown horse.
Yeah.
And then she wants to become a unicorn. Mm. And so...
Sounds legit.
She makes it, like, she ties this branch onto her, like, forehead. And then a truck of glitter spills over her and she becomes a unicorn.
Perfect.
But then she's shot to fame and she's the only...
I thought you were going to say she's shot.
No. She's shot up to fame.
Yes.
Becomes very famous, but then has no friends. Oh. And she's so lonely.
Taylor's oldest time.
And then she showers all the glitter off and sneaks out of the back door of this studio and then goes back to her friends just to become a horse.
Oh.
So that's kind of scarred me, but I wouldn't want to be a rabbit.
Mm.
Like, this is what's making me tricky. Could I be... Can I choose where I'm going to live?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be the pink horse, and I'm going to choose from... You may remember this, that I would choose a Palomino horse.
Yes, yes.
And I would be a rare, very, 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 very chalk pink Palomino. So just in the light, you can see the pink. I don't want to be some fuchsia thing.
No, no.
But I would live alone on an island.
Interesting.
And people may have seen me, maybe not like like a mermaid.
It's like you're a mystic.
Yes.
You're a mystical creature, yes. Like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes.
They're not quite sure. Did they see you? Did they not?
Exactly. No! Exactly.
Yeah, nice. God, what a great answer, darling.
Thanks. I'm pretty proud of it myself, actually.
Gosh.
Yeah.
We absolutely adore you for listening. We just absolutely love it. You can get in touch anytime. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Van Hare.
The address, should you wish to write to us, is
The Portslade Crew
HQ
P.O. Box
6
6
7
4
7
London
N.W.
5
9
G
H.
Well done. We got there in the end.
Good Lord. We do always finish, of course, on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
This is an affirmation.
Fun.
It's actually from one of my favourite people to follow on Instagram for the affirmations. It's Adam Reed, the hairdresser, Adam Reed. His Instagram is so good for affirmations. Stick with the people who pull the magic out of you and not the madness.
Oh, very good, Adam. Very, very
it's good.
Good,
isn't it?
Yeah, magic like the pink horse. Yay. We love you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.